At stop 11, you're facing the salt marsh and goose pond is behind you. Is the wind blowing in your face or at your back? You are on the deck directly over the dam that maintains Goose Pond's water level. At low tide, you can hear water dripping out of the dam from Goose Pond into the creek. Wellfleet Bay's expansive marsh is the only unditched salt marsh on Outer Cape Cod. The Austins did not participate in the federal government's mosquito control campaign that ditched more than 90% of the salt marshes along the East Coast. Their farsightedness created a valuable ecological legacy. Our salt marsh is an important place for conservation research because it's one of the few naturally functioning tidal marsh ecosystems left in the region. Salt marshes are coastal grasslands that are cyclically flooded by ocean tides. They are among the most important and productive ecosystems in the world because they function as nurseries for the young of a wide variety of marsh and marine species of fish, shellfish, and crustaceans. The salt marsh is so productive because the mixing of fresh and salt water creates a nutrient-rich environment. The tidal fluctuations of the creeks facilitates nutrient exchange. Twice daily, the tide inundates the marsh with minerals and oxygen that help salt marsh plants grow. Bacteria and fungi decompose dead salt marsh plants and tidal wrack into tiny particles of organic matter called detritus. The micro-laden detritus is the basis of the salt marsh's tremendous food web. Salt marshes are always changing, never static. The northern harrier, formerly called marsh hawk, glides low over the marsh looking for mice, voles, and other small mammals and birds. Harriers hunt by sound as well as sight. The stiff feathers around their face form an owl-like facial disc that helps concentrate sound toward their ears. Unlike most raptors, the sexes have different plumage. The larger females are brown above the buff below, with dark underwings. Males are gray above and pale below, with black wingtips. Juveniles are brown above and rusty orange below. All harriers show a white rump patch in flight that is unmistakable.
With your back to marker 11, stand at the corner so that the railing is on your right. Follow it for about 10 feet to the next corner. Instead of turning the corner, walk straight across the boardwalk for about 8 feet until you reach another 4-foot tall fence. Find marker 12, which is affixed to the hand railing. When you find the marker, press 12.